Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Lou Burdett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive towards third. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Metkovich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to third. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is walked intentionally. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. O'Connell scores. Crandall moves to third. It's 3-2, Braves. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Baker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Banks scores. Two outs. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Braves. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Pendleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pendleton. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Dave Jolly now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fondi scores. Jackson moves to second. It's Braves, 5, Cubs, 5. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks is hit by the pitch. Jackson moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first, with Jolly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Braves. Dave Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Bruton moves to second. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Aaron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Bruton scores. It's 8-5, Braves. Jim Davis now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a line drive towards first. Fondi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Talbot moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Talbot moves to third. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Talbot scores. Fondi moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 8-6, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 6. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Pendleton hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Braves. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Talbot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Crone now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Logan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Crone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Crone moves to second. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fondi strikes out. Crandall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fondi out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pendleton. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Frank Baumholtz pinch hits for Jim Davis. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jeffcoat moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Talbot hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aaron. Baker reaches second base with a double. Jeffcoat scores. Baumholtz moves to third. It's Braves, 8, Cubs, 8. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fondi is walked intentionally. Bob Buell now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. L. Tapp now catching. Bill Tremel now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aaron strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Tremel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tremel is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Talbot hits a fly ball into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker strikes out. Crandall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Baker out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-4 in the game. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. the Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell bunts towards the mound. Trimble fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0-for-1 in the game. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-5 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 0-for-5 in the game. Pendleton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Trimble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trimble is 0-for-1 in the game. Trimble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Talbot bunts for an out with unknown description. Trimble moves to second. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fondi is walked intentionally. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and three walks. he's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-2 in the game. Buell strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a line drive towards second. Baker catches it and tags Crandall out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Kiner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks takes first base on ball 4. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Logan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Aaron hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-6 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Treemel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Treemel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Treemel strikes out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Talbot hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and three walks. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Fondi moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Milwaukee Braves, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.